Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has different thresholds. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's show contains moments of terror dealing with isolation. If all that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up the Cryptid Catalog. Killian, picture this. The car door slams shut behind you and you make your way towards the small trail carved into the state park forest. You've wandered this trail several times before, but this time something feels off. The trees look the same, the flowers and bushes look normal, and there's a strange lack of animals. No deer, squirrels, or even mosquitoes. Looking back over your shoulder, something long, thin, and dark slides out of view behind a tree. Killian, what creature is this? You cheated and you looked at it earlier.
I was like, oh, this was Cryptid Catalog.
Let's open up the Cryptid Catalog and find out more. Killian, we've received many requests for this horrifying American folklore cryptid slash fearsome critter.
This is also in Gravity Falls.
Well, hold on. You're right. We'll get to it. So let's thank, because like I said, this has been suggested by quite a few people. So we have to thank Samson, Gus, Laura, Archer, and Kiera for suggesting the hide behind. Say thank you.
Thank you, Gus, Sam, and...
Samson.
Laura.
Archer. And Kiera.
We've written a card to one of you.
Yes, we have. Shh. Okay, so I'll be honest. There isn't a lot of information on the hide behind. So I think it would be best if we started with a story and then dug into the lore. Is that okay?
It's okay.
Sound good?
Okay.
All right, the story is called Lonely River. The paddles dipped in and out of the river, water splashing gently on the sides of the orange kayak. Brandy watched an otter float along beside her on its back, its eyes closed and relaxing in the summer sun. Brandy had been looking forward to this kayaking trip for the past several weeks, and at the last minute, her friends canceled on her. But she wasn't going to let that stop her adventure. Tucking a rogue hair into her bucket hat, Brandy pulled out her phone and snapped a photo of the deep green forest that surrounded the river, the cute otter, and of course, a quick selfie. Leaning back and letting the current guide the kayak, Brandy opened the photos and started editing. Her heart froze as she looked at the selfie. Standing on the shore behind her, body pressed into the trunk of a tree, there was something tall, thin, and black. Zooming in on the creature, Brandy watched as the photo began to move and the image of the thing slunk behind the tree completely. Desperately looking around, Brandy realized how truly alone she was. Brandy's heart burst back to life and began thumping hard against her ribs. Her breathing quickened, and she dug into her bag for her inhaler. Hitting a floating tree branch, Brandy screamed and fumbled her inhaler. She watched as it bounced off the kayak and plunged into the quickening water. She tried to control her breathing and realized the trees in the picture were now a good half a mile behind her, and she was only picking up speed. This was the only thing that gave her comfort. Whatever it was must have been far away behind her by now. Taking one more look over her shoulder, her heart burst from her ribs and into her throat. Melding into the set of a large stone and the rocky shore was the shadow-like thing. Fumbling with her phone, Brandy tucked it into her pocket, desperate not to lose it too. Gripping the paddle so hard her knuckles turned white, Brandy started frantically paddling. The river began to churn as the rapids picked up. No matter how fast Brandy paddled and weaved in and out of the rapids, every time she looked out of the corner of her eyes, the thing was keeping pace with her. always just barely out of sight and always right behind her. The rushing water thundered around Brandy, and the kayak began dipping beneath the water as she tried to keep control. Paddling hard on her left side, she felt the kayak hit something hard beneath the surface, and in an instant, the kayak flipped. Brandy was upside down underwater, strapped into her kayak, fighting to flip herself back upright. Eyes open and desperate, her mouth opened and water rushed into her throat as she tried to scream. There beneath the water was the creature. Its body was long and emaciated. It seemed to be made of pure darkness, but its eyes looked like two yellow mushrooms. Brandy threw her head back behind her and twisted her paddle around in a swinging motion, propelling the kayak upright. Her head was the last thing to exit the water, her body aching from the fast action and her lungs sore. Brandy, panicking, paddled forward. Looking down beneath the kayak, she saw two skeletal-like hands reaching up on either side of the water. Tears poured down Brandy's cheeks, mixing with splashing water. Brandy choked out a scream for help as the arms hugged the kayak and began pulling it underwater. Brandy was thrashing her paddle against the creature's arms as the water rose to her chest and then her chin. Submerged completely, Brandy opened her eyes and choked on the water as she came face to face with the creature. Brandy was never seen again. But a few weeks later, a cell phone was found on the rocky shore of the river. Looking through the photos, the last shot was of a beautiful girl in a bucket hat, alone on the river in an orange kayak, with a seemingly empty forest behind her. The end. What did you think of the story?
I will not be able to sleep tonight. I shall have to keep guard of the hide behind.
Well, he seems to live in the forest, potentially.
We live close to Dunbar Cave.
Not close enough. We're not that close.
We are.
We're really not.
We literally are, because we literally are close.
Okay.
So the hide behind is like, I'm going to kill you.
Let you know. The hide behind lives... up near Canada. So very far away from us.
Okay. But I'll just keep guard just in case.
Okay. It's a school night. You can't keep guard tonight.
Okay.
What do you think of the hide behind so far?
Just scary.
Okay. Straight up scary. So, let's dig into the lore of the hide behind. As I said before, there isn't a lot of information about the hide behind, but they do come to us from the legends told by loggers in the American North. If you haven't heard our Hodag episode or our Tall Tales episode, go check them out, because there's a lot of information in them about the wild and strange creatures that loggers thought were hiding in the untamed wilderness. So there are several descriptions of hide behinds, which is interesting because no one has really ever seen one because, you know, they're very fast. Many people think that they are tall, lanky, shadow-like monsters able to bend into any shape. Others think that they are large, hairy dogs or cats easily able to hide out of sight and ready to devour unsuspecting wanderers. So the hide behind is just that, some kind of strange creature that is so fast that it is able to hide behind anything in sight. It's a predatory monster that hungers for the intestines of its human victims. It is said that the hide behind has an extreme aversion to alcohol and will not go near anyone who has any on their person. The loggers used the hide behind as a way to explain the strange sounds that echoed in the woods while they were working or sleeping. They also used it to explain why loggers would go missing, which was a thing that actually happened a lot. The hide behind has popped up in popular culture in a few different places, most notably in, what did you say? What show did you see it in?
Gravity Falls.
Gravity Falls.
Shorts.
Yes, Gravity Falls short, where Dipper goes looking for the hide behind.
It's in his journal.
Mm-hmm. You have his journal.
Yeah.
You should go look for the hide behind in the journal.
You've
seen it.
Uh-huh, I've seen it.
Oh.
No, I've seen the page.
Yeah?
The hide behind.
Oh, yeah. And so there's also a short story from the Tales of Pecos Bill, who was a famous cowboy, who actually tries to catch the hide behind so he can donate it to a zoo.
Why?
That's what he wanted to do, I guess.
He would just put alcohol all around his, all around the cage so he wouldn't be able to get out. Or he would just put salt there.
Salt? Salt or like the alcohol we use to clean cuts? Yeah.
Mommy's magic potion.
Well, Mommy's magic potion is hydrogen peroxide.
Aw, you ruined it.
Oh, it's still a magic potion, but it's called, its scientific name is hydrogen peroxide. No, the rubbing alcohol is in the clear thing that we use sometimes to, Mommy actually uses it mostly to take labels off of things, but that's really, or to clean a glass before I put a sticker on it or something. But that's rubbing alcohol. So you could bring that next time we go to the woods. You could just bring some of that with us. The rubbing alcohol. We'll just hold the bottle with us. Sounds good?
Sounds good. Okay. Or we could just probably cover ourselves with alcohol.
No, that would hurt our skin, I think. Yeah, no, it wouldn't feel good. All right, so now that you know a little bit more about the hide behind, now have your thoughts about him or them changed at all?
No.
No, still scary.
Yes.
Still, like, scary enough to keep you out of the woods scary, or just scary enough to make you, like, on alert?
Scary enough to give me 10 sleepless nights.
10 specifically. 10 sleepless nights. All right, well, that was the hide behind. Like I said, there wasn't a ton of information, but a very cool story. Let us thank our friends again. Oh, Mommy lost her page. There we go. Let's thank our friends again. So let's thank
Samson, Gus, Lara, Archer, and Kiera.
Thank you guys for suggesting the hide behind. And if you, a listener, have a suggestion of your own, or your previous person who has suggested and you have more suggestions, feel free to send us either an email or a message on Instagram, and I will be the one that answers you, but usually sometimes Killian will help us answer messages.
Or you might just get a card from me.
Yes, and then we have a new system now. For those of you who have sent suggestions, Killian has a nice little cards that he sends to our friends. If it's okay with your grown-up, that we have your address. That is the only stipulation. All right, so thank you so much for listening.
I'm Karina.
I'm Killian, and this
here's Nathan.
And this has been the Cryptid Catalog.
Until next time, the hide behind is watching, and he wants to drag you into the ocean like her. You'll probably make some good skeleton friends.
Thank you for listening to the Cryptid Catalog. This show is hosted by Karina and Killian Beamisterfer. Written, researched, and edited by Dylan Beamisterfer. And the music was created and performed by Will Shelton. Grownups, if you would like to help support the show, please take a second to finish out the episode and listen to some ads.